Planning Commission to order time. Madam Clerk, do we have a quorum?
Yes.
Okay. Let's all stand and say the invocation, say an invocation followed by the pledge. Lord, help us to make wise decisions for our citizens of Westminster as we go through this Planning Commission meeting tonight. Travel with us home, keep us safe, and take care of us through the upcoming days. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Staff comments?
Yes, ma'am. First off, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, I want to bring to your attention and on the record a Scrivener's error that I, as your staff, made. I did not properly list on item number 7 the property address. I'd like you all to allow me or accept that as a Scrivener's error to reflect 510 Marcingill Road, tax map number 249-0003-010, owned by Mr. Neal, who is here with us tonight. That's the name he asked me to use. If you accept that I've printed off amended copies, corrected copies of the agenda, but I'd like you all to...
You need a motion and a second to accept.
That would be wonderful.
Can we have a motion?
Yeah, motion to accept the Scrivener's error.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so moved.
If you guys would like to have updated copies, here those are. So thank you all for that, and my apologies. I want to thank you all for attending the training a couple weeks ago, for those of you who were able to. And we'll be making sure that everyone's up to date by the end of the year on their state-mandated training. So thank you all for that. Our next Planning Commission meeting is scheduled for November 17th, 2025. At this time, I do anticipate that we'll have business to consider. So we look forward to seeing you all then.
Okay.
And that's it for me.
All right. Consideration of the minutes. Everyone had an opportunity to read the minutes.
Affirmative.
From the last meeting. Any questions or changes? If not, let's have a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So moved. All right, we're going to open the public hearing now. That means we'd like to hear from you, Mr. Neal. I think you've signed up to speak tonight. Regarding the annexation of 510 Marcingill Road.
That is correct.
That's okay.
You're fine. Yeah. This is my first time, so actually,
you're
first time buyer. So
we're glad to have you.
So when I bought the property on April, it was out of a city limit, and the whole process was pretty simple. But while I was here to get my name transferred from Marcingill family to my name, the water, I signed some paperwork to transfer the water line, and. I was not aware of that, but I'm also signing for annex that are giving the permission to the city. They told me, like, I signed it, but I didn't sign for anything else. The only thing I signed for water, to get water for Marcingill family to my name. And I have no idea when I get the signed board on my house, I think last Wednesday. Then I came to know, I have no idea, what does that mean? So I came to the office up here, talked to this gentleman, and he told me, he told me like there's a few benefits and like this and that, the tax actually goes up, and I was like, okay, and I asked like where I can talk. They told me just come on 20th and they will see the meeting and I will talk to them. That's pretty much it. So my thing is like I don't want to be joined into a city limits.
Mm-hmm. Open for discussion.
Is there any other public comment from the Marcingills?
Dwayne, did y'all sign up?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, first of all, Neal
hasn't been there long. He's new to the area. He enjoys the area, but he does work in North Carolina. But he felt like this was a good area for him to move to. And, you know, you guys know that this little bit on the end of the water contract, if you want water, you gotta, you know, agree to not argue if you're annexed in. And that's, you guys know that's not fair. If there's no other water accessible, what are you supposed to do? Wells are expensive. This man had no choice. The water was already at the house. All he did was buy a house and then told they're gonna annex him in. There's no property touching his that's anywhere close to city limits. Why was this property pointed out? And I want to know why he was told that if he was not annexed in, that he would not be covered by the local fire department, that it would take up to 20 minutes for fire to get here. That's an absolute lie. And that's not acceptable. I know that fire department over there is Oklahoma County's fire department. Westminster Trucks are there. They have been to my house. They've been to my neighbor's homes. If that's the case, Reagan, did Bird Daniels die because y'all didn't go to his house? Is that why? He's not city limits.
Yes, sir.
The Daniels home, so that's, y'all didn't go there because of that?
No, sir. Okay. Well, I'm not super familiar with that situation.
So, but you were the one that told him.
So.
That fire was not.
May I respond, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
So I told him police or fire can take longer.
That's a lie.
Police may take longer. I don't know about fire.
The town hasn't had second shift fire or police officers for very long. I mean, the last.
We have 24-hour coverage right now.
You didn't.
Yes, sir.
You didn't for many years because I have a son that's a deputy, a sergeant with county deputies, and they had to put deputies in this area.
Yes, sir.
Because this town could not afford a second shift.
Yes, sir.
So the deputies right by our house regularly, the Westminster police about 10 times a day. So to try to intimidate someone who's unfamiliar with the process, that his house could burn, it could take up to 20 minutes, you told him, for fire to get there.
I don't think that. That's correct, that I informed them that fire could... I said police could be that long because city can't respond outside the city limits to police. Now, we had that conversation at the same time. It certainly wasn't my intention to misrepresent anything.
That's a form of intimidation.
There are two things you mentioned. One is fire department, the second is police department.
So I mentioned fire because our ISO rating inside the city is lower than outside the city. So the insurance would go down.
Now you're talking about the technicality, but while you're talking to a normal person, you're going to say the fire takes longer time, and the police department takes longer time. Me as a normal, I'm not going to the technicality, the word or abbreviation, talking about what you told me. I'm going to go by that, and I'm going to mention to my family. So, when I hear that, that's a really strange thing. Like, it's so strange to say a city only covers those people who are live in a city, otherwise...
Police does. Oftentimes, Westminster Fire would respond to this anyways. And I don't believe I communicated that to you that they wouldn't.
I was clear for that, yes.
Well, that, like I said, I'd like to know why that property was chosen.
So it is contiguous to city limits. So
this
small subdivision, you can see the map right here. There's Westminster Crossing. That property stretches all the way back to the corner of Marsingale where it goes around the bend. So right there, it's contiguous across the street.
Well, actually, that property, the road there was never deeded the property we get into the county now because you got to remember, I've lived here. This has been my family's land since the late 1890s. So the road was moved.
It's
the land was not moved. The survey, I'm telling you, I had to buy 18 inches of my driveway from a man that owned the land across the road because he said we was trespassing because the county never changed the right-of-way of Marsingale Road.
So the road does not inhibit or allow contiguity. So pretend the road's not there, shrink them together.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're going to play these games, but my biggest thing is you trying to intimidate him with fire and police. You said his house could burn down.
No,
before
sir.
Before they could get there.
I didn't say that.
Well, still saying that they can't get there to him is incorrect.
Police,
you should never say that.
Police cannot. No,
you should never say that. And if you guys want this town to grow, stop going after brand new people moving in and people who've lived here all their lives that's just wanting to live close to the city, because you can't offer us anything. There's no sewer out there. There's no water up in front of my house on Marcingill Road. I've got neighbors that would love to have water, but you guys do everything you can to divert around it. That's fine. You know, they are other means. He had no choice. So I don't think it was fair to pick his property and they steal something. It doesn't make sense. If I'm not mistaken, the next one on the agenda is a Hispanic gentleman. Both these guys are a little darker than all of us.
So we chose this property because it was contiguous, regardless of who owns it. It's contiguous. We've already annexed in that other property. We just changed that agenda to correct that. But we've annexed several properties of all people in Westminster. It has nothing to do with that, and I don't like that. I strongly disagree with that statement.
I want to say too. So last time when I met you, I asked you how many other houses you mentioned, and you said I'm the only one.
For this round. So there's no other. We've already annexed, and all the other ones are contiguous. So as we get these, we're bringing before the Planning Commission, City Council.
Well, don't y'all work harder on bringing businesses in? I tried running a business here. The people wouldn't come. I had more people coming to my business. Sandra knows. People stopped coming to the main street years ago.
I'd recommend we keep this on the focus on the topic at hand.
Well, you guys trying to annex property in when people don't want it, when you hold over their head their water rights, that's just not right. And I don't know if any of you are Christian. I know one is. And if you can, how you can manipulate people that way, I don't understand. Because that's all you're doing. You're holding something over that people have no choice of. And they don't want, if they want it in the city, they'd be in the city. Or they'd come ask to be put in the city. Not for you guys to go out and just drop a pen and say, let's do this one, let's do this one. I mean, why can't y'all see that? That's not the way it should be done. Y'all should go out to the areas and ask an entire stretch. If you're going to do this, make a quarter mile circle around Westminster. Take everybody in. If you want to grow it, don't do one at a time. Take a large group in. Give them reason to come in. That's what I'm saying. You don't give people reason to be in the city limits. There's no sewer out there. There's not either. They definitely don't want the power. We have Blue Ridge. And the water is the only thing. The water runs all the way to River Road, Madison Shores. All those people had signed the same paper that they could be annexed in the city by signing to get water. That should not even be something they have to deal with. That should be something that should be a choice and not hung over their head that it's either this or nothing. And a well is about $14,000. So most people can't afford that. And like I said, to go against just Christian beliefs that you treat everyone like you want to be treated, to just drop a needle and wherever it hits, that's who we're going to hit. That's who we're going to bring in next. Or somebody don't like this person, they're going to bring them in next. You need to have a reason. And if you want to grow the city, make it more appetizing for people to want to be in it. So that's what I have to say.
discussion.
Need to close the public hearing.
Public hearing's closed now. Discussion.
We seem to run into a lot of this. People not wanting to be in the city. And I definitely understand where they're coming from. I chose to move into the city and not live outside of it. What is the actual cost benefit if we were to weigh outside city limit water rates versus the taxes? Where do we stand with this? I mean, as a business guy, it's dollars and cents for me. Okay. If
I gotta have one.
No, man. Would you rather have one of these?
No.
I just look at it as profit and loss. Are we going to profit from them being in the city, or is it going to be a net loss? Because I know there's a difference in water rates. Do the taxes make up for that? Where do we stand financially by annexing these properties in? Can anybody tell me?
So,
a loaded question. That's a sincere question, because we've run up to this more than once. And I know that, for example, one subject property outside the city limits that was a farm, it was about $14 a year benefit to the city for taxes because it was ag. But where do we stand financially with the conversion of inside the city limit water rate to outside the city? I'm curious as to where we as a city make the most money. As a business decision, not so much annexation decision, but if it makes sense that we, no offense, but if I could make more money off of him as an outside the city resident, I think that benefits the town more than it does bringing him in. But I don't know the construct of what that looks like.
Yeah.
Can you provide any insight into that?
I can't.
And it may be not be tonight. I get it.
I can't tell you the exact for this property. We as a city contract with Oconee County to manage our property taxes for us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a calculator tool that I haven't done for this property. But there's a tool online that generally can give estimates, but mm-hmm. only the county office can give us exact numbers of what that's going to be when our millage is applied. Generally speaking, the city of Westminster for a single family resident at the 4% rate. So, 4% for the primary resident there, that's your primary residence, is generally higher than what the difference in the water will be. So that's the primary reason, as far as I understand, that city council enacted this policy, which brings folks into the city for a couple of reasons. One of those is the broadened tax base. Which allows the city to bring in more tax mm-hmm. revenue. Whenever they get brought in, they do have a cheaper water service. Outside city rates, and I don't have the exact amounts, but I believe it's about 1.5-ish times. Please don't quote me to that. That's a pretty good estimate, I believe.
Roughly 50% more per
roughly
gallon.
Roughly 50% more on a total bill. That's right. Base fee and gallon. And then they also... get city trash service. We do some city trash mm-hmm. service too, but any inside city residential mm-hmm. customers required to get trash service. So generally it's a net benefit for the city. Every situation is different. And so that really depends on the property, but in almost every single case, the tax base benefit outweighs the loss in utility revenue. This past year, city council during their budget was able to lower Westminster's millage rate. Some of that was due to growth. That we've had inside, but a lot of that was also over the last 2 years, their intentions and how they have annexed properties into. So we believe this is a tool that can keep the taxes from increasing and some years even decrease for the already existing city residents. So we believe it's a net benefit for the city financially to annex in these properties.
Thank you for your answer. That's all I have.
Ben?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the method that Westminster uses, I think we've talked about this, the method that Westminster uses for annexation is consistent with other small towns in South Carolina.
Consistent with most towns in South Carolina. That's correct. And we had a
discussion. To be fair, we've run into this debate in the past, you know, because sometimes it's a piece of paper you sign. I get it. I'm inside city limits. I signed the piece of paper. And that tends to be a little bit, and sometimes it's not. I think we could probably do a better job of explaining that going in. And you're right, the financial offset is, well, either I dig a well or I sign here. Mm-hmm. And there's obviously
at the last minute, you know, you find that.
Right, I mean, agreed. You're going in, you're doing these things, you're changing, and it happens based on the way that the policy is written. I mean, it happens if I sell my property to somebody else, mm-hmm. and I wasn't in that case, then that flips a switch that could then trigger annexation. So while I understand your concern, we're trying to be, from the Planning Commission standpoint, we're trying to be consistent in how we apply what City Council has put in place. Not judging, you know, this person is or is not, or timing, that's outside of our control. We're trying to look at, is there anything that says that this property should not have been annexed because maybe the contiguous nature was not, you know, well researched, or something else that maybe we didn't see. We're trying to answer those questions. Unfortunately, my take on it is if all the boxes are checked, then that's the process that we're charged with enforcing as the Planning Commission.
Could you not have an option on the water sign where you have to sign that if you don't enter, you're willing to pay 100% more? I'd pay 100% more to stay out. So why can't you do that? Why can't there be an option?
That's the requirement set place by City Council in order to get water service. And I'm not familiar in South Carolina, and I do my best to stay up to date. I'm not familiar in South Carolina with a mechanism like that. It doesn't mean it couldn't be done, but City Council has not asked us to do that yet. So we're following the process they set in place. Which is...
Well, you have a lot less heated discussions about it if you'd have that option, or give some type of an option where a homeowner has the choice of paying more to stay outside or paying less to be in. That's a simple...
Well, and I think the policy is there. I agree. I mean, I think fundamentally that would be an option if that was something that City Council would approve. Fundamentally, the city has to have a mechanism for growth. This is what they chose. Something that says we're providing a base service, and that's going to be the mechanism to identify.
It's not actually creating growth. You're not actually bringing anything else to, except getting tax dollars out of people who've lived here. You're not bringing new people in. You're not bringing new money in by this process. You're not bringing new money into the area by just moving someone who's already here into city limits. You're getting their money on taxes, but you're not bringing in new people or not coming for that reason. You see what I'm saying? You're not offering it as a...
Yeah, I think this is cause and effect, right? I mean, this is not somebody's... I don't think anybody moves to a city going, oh, cool, let me go play tax, mm-hmm. right? Seneca, regardless.
A lot of people do move into the city for the extra benefits. That is one thing some people do. So, you know, that should be a homeowner's choice.
And at this point, we really don't have, this committee doesn't have
right, but
the bandwidth to have
it
that.
It gives you something to go back with. And
understand.
Because all I'm asking is you guys need to work more proactive on reasons instead of just this or nothing.
What about the, are we 100% sure it's contiguous?
It is contiguous.
Did you look at it, Charles, on your?
Yeah. It does join Westminster Crossing across the street from Marsingill Road. I looked it up on X, my app I use for work for hunting. By the letter of the law, it's contiguous. By the letter of the law. So,
I know Westminster Crossing was bought, and then 2008 happened and the man mm-hmm. went bankrupt and yeah. it's changed hands.
It's about 3 years.
And so I just want to ask that. Lacey?
How many years ago did they implement that, the annexation, the current annexation? Was there anything before, or was this just new?
My understanding, and this is well before my time, is that this was brought in 2021, shortly after Kevin got here. At one point, I understood there could have been one before that that was discontinued circa 2014 or 15. And I don't know the reasoning. I haven't read the minutes on that. But at one point, there was not one, and then it was reinstated around 2020 or 2021.
Because we've had annexations where the paperwork for that has been signed by the homeowner goes back well before 2021.
Right. Correct.
Whether it's enforced or not enforced, but that same mechanism has been correct. Used for quite a while. I don't know what the dates are, obviously. Okay.
I hear all the things you're saying. I just want to second that. I do. It's hard when our hands are tied because we didn't actually enforce those parts. So I do encourage you to tell council your feelings at the next meeting.
Because we only make recommendations. Council's the one who makes the final decision.
And at the end of the day, they're the ones that approve the ordinances and all of that. We don't really have any...
They're the ones that's
going to
make the final decision if he gets
annexed.
Yes.
Yeah. So at this point, the Planning Commission will either recommend or not recommend to council whether or not to approve that annexation. And then there will be two readings, first and second reading, of an ordinance to annex.
And our recommendation comes from if it checks all the boxes that Ben was talking about.
Right. Yeah. So but you're starting at the right place. Just, you know, regardless of what our conversation is, you're starting at the right place to raise the concern about whether it's the right thing.
Right. Well, I think it matters to me too, because there's some people that don't bother to show up. So when you come in and sign the paper, like, there could maybe be some different ways that is done. To my reading, it's pretty self-explanatory what people are signing, but I know people get in a hurry and just sign whatever. But when the paper's signed and it checks all the boxes, it kind of ties our hands to be able to say that we've done the same due diligence for everybody that we've
because we need to be consistent.
Well, right. We have to treat everybody the same.
Instead of going to the future and you may be annexed, why not just say you want the water, you're annexed. That's it.
Because not every property that gets Westminster water is contiguous.
Right.
And I can't tell you what the process is for identifying which one.
His end, and that's going to make the next property.
That's correct.
And the next property.
Yep.
When they change utility hands.
Why not just go out and take the whole section?
When they change the utility hands. It's not like immediate, right?
Right.
It's only when they change.
It has to be a change.
Yeah,
so,
the property changes.
So that process is once the annexation covenant is signed to get water service, mm-hmm. That's then recorded as a deed on the register of deeds in the county. So that takes a little bit of time. Then we inventory it back at City Hall. And about once a month, we as staff go through and say, this one's contiguous, we have the deed recorded. So then that actually stays with the deed permanently. And then we come in and we say, all right, this could be applicable. Planning Commission will need to consider it this month. So even just a couple months ago, we had two of them that were contiguous based on another one. So we do that when we can. It's just... once you get all the ones that are contiguous, you have to wait for the next one to be processed and come in. So it is a little bit of a slower process.
I want to ask two questions.
Sure.
So when you keep mentioning about signing the paperwork, you mean I signed the document. Is that one you're talking about?
Yeah, the paper.
And the second thing is when he mentioned about all the things started in 2021, is that the time frame? So my question is... while they gave me to sign the document, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to stand by
that. That's okay.
You're fine.
So when they gave me to sign the document, the clearance they were saying, I'm taking over the water line. And those paper, the next paper was at the last. The lady who's sitting in front, if you can see on a copy, it says cross mark on it. And the verb they're using, wherever you see the cross mark, please sign on it. That that tells you to take over the name. Then they're supposed to keep it separate because those are two different things. Those are not one thing. Secondly, when you said like 2021, why this property act on this year only? Like this is supposed to be start from 2021. I want to be 2022 or 2023, 24. Like this is the fifth year. If it's a slow process, which you're mentioning about it, 5 years, it's like a snail.
Could change hands.
So whenever you came in to get the water service, that's when this process begins.
Because so, it changed hands. Because the property changed hands. That's one of the triggers that says, okay, if it has not been annexed before, now it is now, it eligible. Checks one of those boxes that it's eligible for annexation.
Yes. When I changed the water supply, I didn't sign for no documents that says I'm agreed to consider those things. That's my concern. I didn't sign. My signature is there for changing the water line. And those documents at the end of the page. As far like, it's like me, like, if you add more documents, I can give you all my properties too.
The first page says, whereas the city agrees to service or continue to service the owner's property solely and only upon the condition that property be annexed into the city. However, should annexation not be immediately possible, the owner solemnly contracts, covenants, and agrees that as an absolute to the delivery and continuance of water, he shall sign a valid annexation position presented to him without delay.
Yeah, again, that's what I'm saying. When I was there only to take over the water supply. I'm a new person. How I'm gonna know what's the detail in each and every line? Should I supposed to read section A and B, all the terms and conditions? What they told me, I did it. The lady who was sitting in front, maybe she's so irresponsible to mention all those things. I also mentioned that lady. I'm a new homeowner. Please tell me what I have to do so I can follow the procedure. She was quiet and didn't say anything about this. This is a different topic. Are you sure what does that mean? Do you know anything about it? Then maybe I can aware of it. Okay, can you tell me what it is? It's all about why anybody signing any document, that person should aware of it, what he's signing into.
Agreed.
And the second thing is, like, if a person, you can tell what person knows, what person don't know. Like, if I can tell you, you know better in reading the documentation, each and every detail, and some other person might don't know anything about it. He might just follow the thing. I specifically remember that lady, I told her, I'm new to the homeowner thing, this is the first time I'm buying the house.
Okay.
Tell me when to sign to get the transfer, the name of a property. That's all I get.
Just talking.
Yeah.
That's all. I know she's mentioning about read section 1 and 2, section this and this, but those all are micros. So it's really hard for me to read any while I'm signing the document because I have work, I have to take a day off, or maybe I have to come in between to work and just sign the document so I can just go through the process. So the conclusion for this, like, I don't accept that, like, you can take over my signature and keep showing, you signed it. No, I signed it for water, not for any annexation. That I can consider this as a misrepresent of the document which I signed.
So this will affect, do you have a mortgage on the home?
Yes.
This will affect his mortgage.
What do you mean?
Well, when that, it'll affect his escrow. His house payment's getting ready to go up. Can he afford it? Or are we going to make him homeless? Those are considerations we need to take care of. We need to take in consideration as a body. When you buy a house and you're pre-approved, that he got his pre-approval based on county taxes, not city and county. Can he afford it? I don't know. And I'm not going to ask him. It ain't none of my business. But that is a consideration.
But that's not also not ours to make that determination.
But we change his mortgage rate.
I don't disagree with that.
We as a body can make him homeless. We as a body can take his house from him. And those to me are considerations.
I also don't think it's in the scope of this committee to be analyzing people's finances to make the determination of whether it should be annexed or not. That's outside the scope of our work.
Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Maybe it needs to go back to council for consideration.
Well, because I don't feel like if it's changed other people's mortgages, because I get that. But how do we go back and tell, well, sorry.
I understand.
We didn't think
about
that.
But I do think
that's
something we need that needs to be a consideration.
I agree.
That is a That's a tough. I understand the math. Don't get me wrong, but that's also.
Let's say we annex him in. He can't afford it. He gets foreclosed in 6 months, and now we don't even have taxpayer rent. What did we get? And I don't. I'm not talking about his financial, because I don't know. I'm not asking. I'm just throwing out the question because I went to the county tax calculator. And I do think that's something we need to consider.
But not every. Not every annexation is a purchase of the property either.
It's something that would benefit, that would weigh into somebody purchasing a property and their financial ability to purchase the property.
Yep.
And I think that we could do a disservice to people if we're not careful. And that needs to be something. If we need to kick that back up to the council, we need to kick it up to the council.
How long a process is that?
What process?
Just kicking all this back to council.
What do you mean kicking back to council?
We would kick the ordinance back. We wouldn't kick this.
Well, yeah. I mean, how do we approach them about revisiting all this? Because I feel like we continuously run into this.
You as a body could ask staff to reconsider it. I would probably need to. I would like to discuss that with Kevin, but I don't know exactly that mechanism off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So I need to touch base with him on that.
I just don't want to see us put a future resident in peril. I just the more I think about this, I mean, it's like I knew what my tax liability would be when I bought my house. Now we're changing people's escrow payments. And so there's more to it than just us annexing somebody in the city.
Sure.
And I want to be fair. I mean, I want this guy to have his day in court, so to speak, to plead his case. And I know he will have that other opportunity in front of the council. But I do think that we make decisions here based on an ordinance that may not have thought about the other consequences besides it just being in the city. Because escrow payments are real. I deal with it all the time. So does Ms. Powell. I do think that's something we need to really, really think about. Because we could put people in a hardship, and not intending to put them in a hardship, doing the right thing for the city, right? But doing the right thing for the city may not be doing the right thing for Neil or anybody else in his situation. And I just, there's a lot of moving parts. By the letter of the ordinance, he needs to be annexed, okay? By the letter of the ordinance, you qualify for annexation. No ifs, ands, buts, there's no questions. But I do think there's the human factor, and that to me weighs a lot. So that's all I got to say.
Ben, Lacey? But as Charles said, by the letter of the law of the ordinance, this property qualifies.
You can sit down if you want. Sorry.
Yeah. Discussion?
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It makes me nervous because I feel like we do the people that we've annexed in before a disservice that have checked the boxes when this checks the boxes.
Yeah.
I don't love it by any means.
Well, I've never been. I mean, our opinion of the process does not
matter. Because that's
what matters only is,
to do.
Right, right.
Emotions at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the challenge, is that if we're gonna question the process, that is a completely different set of activities than what's in front of us today. I don't disagree with your concern. We've had some of those same concerns about the annexation process as we've tackled some of the different things that have come in front of us.
Sure.
I think for tonight. So I think there's two pieces, in my opinion, there's two pieces of this. One is the decision that's in front of us in terms of this particular property. One is a conversation with council about the ordinance itself. I don't think that's going to be a short conversation or a short process.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's something we can like sit down with them for.
Yeah, if you guys would oblige me to, I'd like to talk with Kevin, maybe even our legal, to see exactly the right mechanism, how this body can bring that up to council to consideration.
Because I know we just have Keys come through and dive through all of it with us.
Mm. Yes, ma'am.
What do you think we ought to do on this tonight? Table it or?
I'll be honest. I mean, I would like to get a little guidance from council. I just think council needs to look at this ordinance a little bit.
But didn't they just
by the letter of the ordinance?
No, we talked about the gun.
Oh, they didn't go into this side of things. No, okay, I'm sorry.
We just talked about the gun.
I wasn't in that conversation. Okay.
25 acres.
Yeah.
I don't know. I understand the city needs to grow. I understand that. Like Mr. Morrison Gill, I'd like to see more businesses on Main Street.
Yeah,
versus,
I'd like some neighbors.
Versus annexation. I mean, that's
but again, those are two different, two different mechanisms. Yeah,
that's where your Chamber of Commerce needs to get to work.
I
say that as a former Chamber Director.
Flip side of the coin is I don't want to create additional undue hardships for people either. Even though, just because you can, in the state of South Carolina, it's still on the books. You can beat your wife on your front porch with a 6-inch stick after lunch. Just because it's legal doesn't mean you can.
Yeah,
or
no,
you should.
No.
At my house, if in my
I mean, we have a small front porch, it would probably be short-lived.
Well, but my point is, just because we can doesn't mean we have to. And I think it's good to kick this back and get some guidance on it. I just don't want to create undue hardships. By the letter of the ordinance, he's going to be annexed tonight, or at least from the Planning Commission. That's letter of the ordinance.
Yes, yeah, so he definitely checks off the boxes.
But flip side of the coin, common sense tells me that we need to...
So I look at,
some point there needs to be, whether it's with Neil or anybody else, there needs to be a revision. We need to think of it a little bit different.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yes, sir. Please.
Yes, please.
So I would recommend, and see if this... I may not say this correctly, but see if this sits, okay, as far as due process. I'd like the Planning Commission to make the recommendation for annexation tonight, comma, but the City Council has other things to consider before they do the first reading. In other words, our job tonight is check the boxes, does it do what it said to do? I think we don't have choices in that. We don't have bandwidth on that.
Mm-hmm.
By the same token, we can pause the next part of the process, and I'm asking, can we pause the next part of the process and ask them to go into that due diligence cycle and make sure that how the rules that we're being asked to operate under are fair, equitable, and sustainable?
I'm okay with that. That's the thing.
Or would it be better if we tabled this one?
I think
one?
We should, if we vote on it, they're going to have to take it up. We should vote on it. We should table it. Make a motion to table, vote on it, kick it to council, let council deliberate, because they are the...
We don't have grounds to table it, though.
Yeah, I believe that this meets the letter of the law, in that, as a body, you know, we certainly recommend you recommend annexation, because it does check those boxes. It is contiguous. We do have a service annexation petition for it. Certainly council can have that conversation, but our job as staff, as far as I understand your role as a planning commission by state law, is to look and make sure that those procedures are met.
Right.
And of course, there's always discretion in what you guys do, especially in matters of zoning. My recommendation, though, would be that this meets those criteria, and until council tells me as staff to stop bringing them to you, and changes that ordinance, that we proceed and let council make that decision once it gets to their body. Because they do have more policy-making discretion. This body, as far as I understand it,
we have to go by the letter of the law.
Should focus by if it meets the intention and the intention and checks the boxes of the ordinance. And we as your staff believe that it does. And council has not told us otherwise yet. certainly we can bring this up with council at a coming meeting. But until then, my recommendation to staff is that this meets the requirements.
So is there a way for, and is the city council meeting the right place for our concerns to be heard? Or is that a special?
Probably a special workshop of some kind.
Okay.
I don't know what that would look like at this time, but I certainly can come back with a proposal or work on that in the coming weeks to see if there's something.
Because I'd rather see that and have council table first reading of this until we have that conversation.
I don't think they can. Once it comes up on their agenda, they have to act.
Well, they can table it after first reading.
After first reading?
Well, they can table it at first reading. They can make a decision to table any item.
I mean, that's kind of where I sit.
Motion? That was your motion?
I don't know if we can make a motion that looks like that, but...
Can we start?
What I would recommend is you make the motion to approve... as a body, and then let Kevin and I plan a workshop in the coming, if we can't get it done in November, hopefully early December.
But you can you advise council to table?
We can.
Okay.
Well, we can advise them that was discussion made during.
Like, okay. There are concerns can be voiced back to them.
Right.
Essentially.
We can.
Like, I don't want
to,
if Emory can't get together, I don't want this to run through without proper conversation.
Right.
That's not the intent of the committee.
Yes, we can communicate that to them.
I mean, I can always show up to council meeting and sign up for it and say, hey,
no, we can
thou
we can
shalt
make sure
not,
that's communicated. I'm going to listen to this recording before that council meeting to make sure I get that all, but yes.
Okay.
If that's the will of this body.
Motion, do we have a second on his motion?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
It will go forward because it meets the letter of the law, but we request that the council table it and come back and discuss this with us.
I will communicate that to council.
Because we need some clarification, if nothing else. Maybe review the entire policy. All right? Any other discussion? Motion to adjourn.
I'll make motion.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. That's the best thing we can do, I guess.
Where do we need to be next
time? City Council will meet at the Westminster Fire Department on November 18th.